Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I am Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
And our intro never changes. All right. So we are back this week again.
Guess who's back? Back again.
And he's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, yes. I'm so excited.
Guys, I can't sing, but
that's our man.
You know, I wasn't even going to talk about this, but our team, our home team is going to the Super Bowl.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
And some of our favorite people are performing the halftime show. It's like the perfect Super Bowl.
Yes.
I need $10,000.
Yes.
I want to go so bad. Like, I know. It's the perfect Super Bowl.
And Joe Burrow is so spicy.
Mm. Yes, he is definitely, yeah.
I was going to say, we were talking about Joe Burrow today. My boss, like, saw an article or whatever talking about, like, his sex life, I guess, in college. A bunch of girls.
Guess he was quite the freak.
I know. A bunch of girls came forward and I guess were talking about how good he was. Whatever. I was like,
Well, his girlfriend is a lucky girl then.
She's a lucky lady.
But yes, we are so excited. We are definitely going to be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably talk about it on here. Even though this isn't a sports podcast, we'll make it a little bit of a one because we like football.
We love football.
Yes. And we love our team.
Hootay.
Okay, sorry.
We're so off topic already.
We start singing Eminem and then talking about the Super Bowl. But anyways, do you have anything eventful happen this week besides our lovely snowstorm?
Yeah, so like we had snow days and then I didn't really do it. I organized and I cleaned and then I laid on my couch and did nothing because...
You enjoyed your two snow days.
I did. I mean, I was completely alone. So like... You know, but
you guys, yeah. I don't know where all of you. Well, okay, that's a lie. I can see where all the listeners are from, but I don't know who got snow and who didn't. But yeah, we had 2 days off of work, and
I feel like most of the Midwest got snow.
Yeah, so. It just was a lot of snow. It was kind of nice, but now we have to work our entire weekend, so it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I am out here living. No, not really. My weekend's gone.
And we still have like a day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a Monday though, so it's like I clean on Mondays.
I know.
It's my cleaning day.
Monday.
Wish it was Sunday.
Cause that's my Monday.
We're just karaokeing tonight.
Another Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just lost all our listeners.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, no, nothing eventful happened. I worked on the vlog and cleaned my house and cooked.
Oh yeah, so Miss Thang over here is
I wasn't gonna say anything.
I'm gonna say something. You guys gotta hype her up. She's vlogging, she's doing her little like daily routines, the cleaning, the dishes, the grocery shopping, the running errands with the kids. Oh my god, she's doing it all.
I
go support her now.
Don't know what wild hair crawled up my ass, but you know, one day, if you go listen to the very first episode, I was at work one day talking about starting a podcast. Told Kelly. Kelly was on board. She was one of the people I already wanted to do with. Start a podcast. And then I got a wild hair up my ass last weekend talking about wanting to be a vlogger. My boyfriend goes and buys me a camera, and next thing you know, we have a vlog posted that night.
And she's killing it. And if you're not supporting her, then you're doing something wrong, because you should be supporting her. Thank you.
So, but I know a lot of people listen through, like, podcast things. I can't think. but if you are a YouTube listener, we are trying to, because my vlog ended up getting put on the podcast YouTube, and we're currently trying to figure out how to separate them. Because my vlog is more family oriented, and mm-hmm. I cannot have licking licking ass and butt plugs on my family vlog.
Yeah,
so we're gonna try to revamp and restart. But we'll keep you guys updated for the ones that do like the YouTube.
Because one of these things is not like the other.
Yes, and I was fine with having them both on there, and then I was like, oh my god, all these new moms are starting to follow me. Like, I am not ashamed of anything, but.
you know,
it's two very different things to have on there.
But there's like the cool moms, you know what I mean, that are like,
I'm the
yeah,
bad mom.
Yeah, like she literally like bad mom Mila Kunis.
Yes, God, I love those movies.
I was gonna say, yeah, so like that's her, and like, you know, there's like a certain group of moms that are also like that, and then there's another group of moms that are like prude.
The Karens. Well,
the Karens.
So, the My Kid only eats organic, gluten-free.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, to each their own or whatever, but, you know, we're on the bad girl side of the hill. So.
Yes, but yeah, no, I just randomly, I don't know, me and my boyfriend just supports any wild dream I have, and just, if it wasn't for him, like, the podcast probably would have never started because he got me the equipment. Mm-hmm. And the vlog wouldn't have started because he got me my camera. He pushes my dreams, and
he's our manager.
Love that for me.
We love that for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, he acts like our manager. He does do all our editing and posting for us, though. So yeah. He gets credit for that.
He's the boss, man.
And, you know, sometimes, I get the dick, so, you know.
You can keep that.
Oh, anyways, anything else to talk about this week? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything new, just chaos, the usual chaos,
the shit show at work again.
Oh my god.
But now it's because we're making up dogs from a snowstorm.
I know. I feel like it's gonna be this way for a while because we're like short staff right now, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's true. We had some issues, yeah, we're trying to get those all worked out as well at work.
Just a few kinks, and not the good kind.
No, so not the good kind.
So today's topic.
You're done chit-chatting with me? As if anybody's still listening because we started singing.
I know. I don't know if I have anything else to add for like this past week. I'm just like,
we're just here. We're vibing. We are so ready. Just, I don't know. I couldn't even say for the work week to be over. We have one freaking day off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just ready for things to come back to me.
I'm going to make the most of that day, though. I'm going to finish watching. I literally binged Schitt's Creek. If you guys haven't watched that, it's so fucking funny. I love it. I'm like on like the last season or whatever.
Okay, that's I will watch right that if you go watch Yellowstone.
Deal.
Guys, I need you to.
She's been trying to tell watch Yellowstone, Kelly. And I'm like, I'm just not like a cowboy kind of girl. Countryman.
I don't know how to describe it to you. Okay, if anybody out there watches,
she was like showing me pictures, and she was like, "This guy's hot, and this guy's hot," and I was just like, she showed me, and I was like,
"Okay, she has to watch a show to understand
like cowboys." I don't know, like the only cowboy like I like is like Johnny Cash, like the Man in Black.
No,
like,
listen, okay, if any of you listeners watch Yellowstone, the girls, you will understand. I have a crush on Rip and Casey. They're two different crushes, but I love both of those men for very, very different reasons. And if you watch the show, you fall in love with them.
Is one of them like a villain? Because I always fall for the villains.
Rip's not a villain. He's just, he takes care of shit.
His name's Rip.
Oh, his story's so sad that I can't ruin anything for you. And, you know, it's so good, okay?
My name's Rip, and I'm a country man, and I'm badass.
Tell her not to hate until she watches.
I know. I'm going to end up watching it, and then I'm going to be like, oh my god, Rip.
We binged all four seasons in like a week at bedtime.
Okay, I'll try. I watched it. I just like haven't been watching like TV or whatever. This is like the first show that I've watched in like forever, other than like I've been watching Euphoria.
No, oh, she loves Euphoria, guys.
Yeah, it's so fucking McSteamy or whatever.
Yes. Dude. You get to see his penis, guys.
I know, yeah, his pee-pees in the last episode.
I haven't watched Euphoria yet,
though. And it's so funny, like, the context of him having his penis out is hilarious, too. I don't want to ruin it for anybody who wants to watch it, but it's really funny. So, his character is like, you hate him. Like, he's not a good character. He's not a good person in the show, but like, it's just the last episode like made me kind of like him. It was funny, but you know, I was gonna say Euphoria, and then I'm watching like This Is Us.
We need to watch that new show that has the obnoxious title though.
Oh,
with Kristen Bell,
the lady, I don't know,
the lady and the woman next door to the lady. I don't know.
It's like a long
I've heard
title.
Great things about it though.
I'm not like a huge Kristen Bell fan, but I mean,
a lot of people aren't, but I like her.
I mean,
I love Forgetting Sarah. And your man's in that.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Yes. Jason Segel. Yeah. I like her in that movie, and then I like her obviously in oh, my voice. I'm still getting over being sick. So, but I like her in the Bad Moms movie as well.
Oh, so. Yeah, she's in those.
Yeah.
So but she's like the good mom, the good bad mom.
Yeah, she's like old Tim and Jai. Her character's cute in that show. So, but I don't know. I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance.
Okay. Now that we spent the first minute I'll just jabbering.
I'll try anything once.
All right, guys. So, today's topic.
Today.
This is not factual. This is our opinions before anybody decides to jump onto us.
Everything I say is a fact.
Stop it. Today we were going to talk about what we believe causes cheating. Dun, dun, dun. Bum, bum, bum. So my personal opinion.
Okay, let me start off. Have you ever cheated? Because I'm curious. Like, I just want to start off by asking that. I know the answer to this, but I want to like.
Yes.
Okay.
Neglect is what caused it.
Okay. I'm just trying to like, you know.
Have you?
I haven't physically, emotionally.
Oh, no. That's what I did. I emotionally cheated. I wasn't getting what I needed. And
okay. But it was like a very light emotional cheating on my part. And it was like.
Well, I broke up right afterwards.
Yeah. I was going to say, I broke up with this person because I was like. I want to date this person or talk to this person.
Anyways, calling me out like that.
No,
that's
no,
the
no,
point of this, just, right?
I mean, that is the whole point of this episode.
Anyways, so in my personal opinion, I think the biggest thing that causes it, and I kind of just said it, is when the other person is no longer getting their needs met. So the person that cheats, it's because either physically, sexually, mentally, emotionally, they're just not getting their needs met. They've expressed it and nothing is changing.
Yeah.
I think that is I a feel big like that's cause.
Like the female side of it. Like I feel like.
He's told me before that, you know, he believes that when needs aren't being met.
I mean, I feel like there's like. So I feel like there's men that do that, obviously, but then I feel like there's a lot of men, like, because, I don't know, I feel like we're wired differently. Like, I feel like women are more, like emotionally, like, attached in a relationship. So I feel like, when women are getting their emotional needs met, they are more likely to cheat versus men is...
Men are more, like, physical,
I think. Like, I feel like if men aren't physically getting their their physical needs met, then they're more likely to cheat.
I mean, that's the other thing I wrote down was that if... the other partner is no longer showing interest mentally or physically so right. that it goes either way.
Yeah.
Men can feel either way. Women can feel the other way. But like, see, it's about your needs.
I'm a little bit like a man and like the way that I mean, I obviously emotional is more important to me, but like I need physical affection. Like that's like my love language is physical touch. So I need to be like touched and, if I'm not getting that from you, then I feel like I feel unwanted and I'm not happy. I don't think I'm not going to cheat, but I am unhappy in the relationship and I might break up with you because
I'm in between because physical touch is huge to me. But I also am like, I need you there for me and I need you to listen to me and I need you to mentally be there for me.
And
they're ranked together to me like. Yeah. Physical and mental, but if we are not mentally there together, I can't get there physically with you. So to me, they would go hand in hand in causing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is what caused me to cheat was mentally. I wasn't getting what I needed. I expressed it time and time again. Still wasn't getting met. And someone who knew what I needed and knew me as a person because we were friends, it just kind of.
Yeah.
It happened.
And like, so like when I'm saying though that I'm not like that I would want to not be with somebody if like. I weren't getting my physical needs met. I'm not talking about like they're having like an off day or an off week and they like don't want to have sex.
Oh, that it's over
day
time
or week or whatever. I'm talking about like long term, like not wanting to like do anything or whatever because I can't do that. But if it's like obviously everybody's allowed to have like their off days and off times where they like
absolutely
consent is important. So
I believe it truly. I don't. I can't speak from a man's perspective, but from a woman's perspective, we definitely give a lot of leeway to try to get those needs met before. And sometimes when it becomes, I'm not giving people a reason or hold on, let me try this again. I'm not excusing cheating, but sometimes I think when it happened with me, I wasn't searching for it. Mm-hmm. It just like it happened because mentally that person was just there for me.
And I feel like after like so long, I'm just not getting your needs met. Like you end up mentally checking out.
It makes you feel bad too.
Yeah. And then it's like this other person comes along and they're offering you or, you know, whatever that you're not getting. And it's like, you know, I actually heard something once and I was like, oh, that's so true. And I think it's like a mental thing too. Like you have to, like nobody can be in a relationship like perfect 100% of the time.
Well, no.
And I heard somebody say that like everybody in the relationship, like it's like an 80-20 thing. So like 80%, like your partner can give you 80%. And then whatever that 20% is that like isn't being met, like you have to make sure that 20% that they can't give you, because we're human. We can't do 100% all the time. And like that 20% that your partner isn't giving you, you have to make sure that it's not like something that is very important to you in a relationship.
Sound familiar? Like a talk we had at work where I sat there and told you, what do you need and what can you sacrifice?
What can you live with and what can you live without?
Listen, I got on to Kelly. What was it, like 2 weeks ago?
I think, yeah. So
she was talking about this guy and I'm like, you know, because she's picky Nikki with her men. Because she has the right to be. But I sat down and I did ask her that. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what is the one thing you need? And she told me. And I'm like, okay, and what is something you would be willing to sacrifice?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is something we've talked about. And I am so happy you said it because that means that you know that.
And it's the 80-20 method. So it's like, you know, if your partner isn't giving you that 20%, you need to make sure that 20% is something that you can compromise with and work with. You know what I mean? Otherwise... because it's going to be like somebody else is going to come along. And this is another thing, too, is like a lot of people cheat. And a lot of people that cheat, they cheat with downgrades. And like,
oh, yeah.
You notice that like it's always like some downgrade. But it's like because that person's coming along and they're offering that 20%, even though they're like, you know, you're like, I'm offering 80 and you're taking her 20. You know what I mean? And like this girl comes along, she's offering 20%, or this guy comes along and he's offering 20%. But when you're blinded by that and that's something that's important to you, then you're looking at that and you're like, oh, that looks like 100% to me though.
If that 20% is what makes you cheat, then that was the thing you weren't willing to sacrifice.
I know. And that's like, that's the thing.
You really need to sit down and think about that.
Yeah, because your partner is not going to be perfect all the time. There's going to be things that they just can't give you. We can't do it all.
I sacrifice attention for this stupid ass game. No, I get attention. I don't get it girls, like I want
girls,
it.
Girls who have and do date gamers, we all know. Like,
but we've I really all been think there. that that's our biggest thing.
Yeah, I feel like most guys are gamers nowadays. Like,
oh, it's better than being out at the bar. He's at least
I was
home.
Gonna, yeah, whatever. I was gonna say I'd rather have my man like home and like playing on a game than like out doing who knows what.
So. Right. I did okay. So guys, I did do some research on this one. I typically don't do research. We kind of just talk, but I was actually curious what the internet would say about it. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing was the emotional disconnect. Mm-hmm. The thing I said I think is the biggest reason was the biggest reason I read online.
Right.
You cannot emotionally disconnect from your partner.
Yeah.
It's going to lead to bad things.
Humans need to feel like connection, or if they don't feel connection, it's like, why am I here?
Well, yeah. And then when you've brought it up time and time and time again and nothing's changing and you don't want to leave the relationship, it can lead to cheating. I mean, I always say leave before you cheat, but I've also emotionally cheated and know that it can be hard. Mm-hmm. It can be hard because you're like, I want this person, they're just like, give me what I need, but then now I'm emotionally okay with someone else giving it to me, so I'm going to pretend my relationship's okay, and it just doesn't work.
It's so weird, too, because, like, I didn't, in my long-term relationship, I didn't cheat, like, at all. But I was, like, so emotionally checked out that it's, like, I might as well have been, because I was just, like, by the end of that relationship, I was so emotionally checked out because I just wasn't getting my needs met in, like, every way. I think the only thing that we had left was physical connection. And honestly, that was even like, we had gone like weeks and like a month, I think, at one point. Like, oh, we
hell no.
And it was like, you know, but I mean, that was like, it was like sporadic. But then like towards the end, though, when things would get like really bad, we like would have like makeup sex and stuff like that. But
that's so funny, because I stopped when I wanted to leave my ex.
Yeah,
I stopped. It was
like
him.
When
was
it
like,
was
don't touch me,
like in like the last like week or two or whatever of that relationship, like we had sex like a lot, because I don't know if it's like we were trying to like just hold on to any last thing that we had.
Go you. I can't do that. But if I'm emotionally not there, I am physically not there.
I mean, the sex was good, so.
Well, mine wasn't, so that could have been the problem.
But also, like, I'm a Scorpio, he's a Scorpio, like, obviously it was good.
Scorpios are sexual.
Yeah, I was going to say, two Scorpios. Whew.
So, the second most common thing I read was that people cheat out of anger or revenge. Like, mm-hmm. revenge cheating or anger cheating, which I can see. I've not done it, but
I haven't done it, but I definitely wanted to when my
revenge ex cheating cheated. Is.
Yeah, I was gonna say when my ex cheated on me, especially with that trifling asshole coworker bitch, dude, ugly ass fucking bitch, dude.
Revenge cheating, I really think, might be one of the most common, reasons people. I mean, I get the emotional disconnect, and I understand why it was number one. But I also understand why revenge cheating is number two, because I really think when you're hurt, you're not thinking and you just, you rebel.
And it crossed my mind all the time. I was like, dude, I was like, I want to get him back. I want to like hurt him back or whatever. But I didn't have it in me. And I was like, I can't do it. So I waited until after we broke up to do anything with anybody
else. Aren't you nice? I would revenge cheat.
I mean, but
actually, I didn't. But if I were to go back in time, I would.
But I mean, I did. Once that relationship was over, I moved on very quickly. I was already like, so.
No, I lied, guys. I did revenge cheat in high school. I did.
Like physically?
Yeah.
Damn,
but okay, so
spell the tea.
No,
the guy
who's the guy I lost my virginity to. So I, you know, was smitten, and he did no wrong in my eyes, but he always cheated on me. And then finally, near the end of the relationship, I was like, fuck you, and I revenge cheated. I did. And I didn't feel guilty about it. But that's because I was being cheated on.
I mean,
so much.
I feel like in like, what is that, high school or whatever? I mean, I feel like,
yeah,
it is what it is. I don't know. All right. Younger, so learning curve. Just like as an adult though, like don't do shit like that.
No, I mean, people are gonna.
But when
you're
young though, and you're like immature and hormonal, and
revenge cheating does not ever play out very well. It ends up getting all kinds of drama started. I don't think it's gonna. Cheating's not good. She's not good at all. All right. And then,
So, as my mom would say, if you roll around with the dogs, you're going to get fleas.
All right. So then another top rated reason was people that have commitment issues. And I have a problem with this.
That's some bullshit, though. Yes, don't get in
a
relationship.
A problem.
I'm so sick of hearing, oh, I have commitment issues. Why the fuck are you with me then, bitch?
I know. Why try to start something with me, I fall for you, and then find out you have commitment issues? That is not, don't get in a relationship. I don't like that that's top ranked.
I don't play
people
games.
Use it as an excuse.
Yeah.
If you have commitment issues, don't get in that relationship. Which comes to the next thing of, people cheat because they want variety. Okay, well, if you have commitment issues and you want variety, look into an open relationship.
I was going to say, be in an open relationship.
That's what you need.
Yeah,
that's polyamory. Not cheating. You guys are agreed upon it. I know people that have open relationships.
I feel like some people just get like they're that guy that tries to talk, nurse guy, that tries to talk to me. Like,
he needs an open relationship.
I know, but he doesn't like that because, okay, so he's like into some cuck shit. Like, he gets off on like the thrill of cheating. Like, In every form.
Oh, I know. I've heard a story.
Yeah, in every form. But, like, he gets off on, like, being the other guy in another relationship. Like, he gets off on...
But that could be an open relationship. It could be a woman in an open relationship and a fucking role play situation or something. Like,
But he was, like, telling me that he, like, wanted to be with me or whatever. But then, like, while he's at work, he wants me to have guys over and, like, bang on his bed. Like, he wants me to cheat on him, but he doesn't want me to, like, tell, like, he wants the thrill of it. Like, he doesn't want me to tell him.
What is that called?
About it.
Yeah, cuckolding?
Yeah, cuckolding. But he, and then, like, he also said something like, he, like, if I wasn't going to date him and cheat on him or whatever, he wants me to get into another relationship and cheat with him. Like, he's just, he's into cheating, and that's, like, his, like, kink. And
is it really cheating, though? Because it sounds kind of like cuckolding or open relationship or...
But that's not, like...
It's, or would he just not want it labeled that? Because that just sounds like what it would do.
Like, he likes the actual thrill of...
Of,
like,
a cheating.
The act of cheating, like, in any form, whether it's on him or with him or...
So it's an open relationship without the open relationship title so that he can feel the thrill.
Yeah. Like, that's... Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah. So, I mean...
To each their own. Everybody's into different things.
I know. I just... I like, part of me is like, yeah, that's hot or whatever, and it's like the thrill of it, but then there's like somebody in the, some party is like gonna be like unknowing about it, and that's not fair to that person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So no. I was gonna say, it's like one thing if like I dated him and then like, you know, he wanted me to like bang people while he's at work or whatever, and he like obviously knows about it but like wants to pretend like role play that I'm cheating on him, that's fine. And obviously the person that I'm fucking while he's at work or whatever would know about it. I would tell them like, hey, my man's cool with it. But like, other than that though, like the other scenarios that he like played out or whatever for me, I was like, that's,
I don't, he's into like, some kinky shit, guys. Yeah. I think it's funny though.
I don't do cheating. I know, he's hilarious. I haven't, I feel bad, I've been ignoring his message. I hope he doesn't listen to this. I've been ignoring his messages just because I don't know, like, I don't know what I want right now. Like,
and he just wants to have a lot of fun.
He wants to have a lot of fun, and I'm like not really in that phase.
Hold
of my
on,
life
hold
right
on.
Now.
I'm calling her out. She does know what she wants, guys. We're just in the middle of. It's a process.
It's a process.
We can't talk about it. It's a process. We are working on it. I say we because me and Kelly are a unit. We are a we when it comes to her relationships.
We are a unit.
We are we. I say, okay, so what did we do?
I know every single time I'm like at work and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, okay, so are we texting him back or are we, what are we doing? And I'm like,
we.
But somehow I'm the one at stake here. But yes, we are a we.
Yes, I can't help it. When I care about somebody, they are my we.
I know. She is my girl, though. She's definitely my we.
I like my we's. Anyways.
Wee-wees.
All right, so. This topic, I guess, you know, it was kind of short, but the point is, don't cheat. We told you what we think is the most common, what causes it, but please talk to your person before it ever goes down that route, or leave them. It's right. Just, it's so hurtful when it happens and you find out, or even when they tell you, that still hurts.
Yeah, I mean, I just, yeah, especially, like, if you're, like, an adult, like... We're too old for that shit. You know what I mean? Just, like, be straight up with people and just tell them what your intentions are and whatever. Like, I am at the point in my life, I'm such a straight shooter these days. I'm like, so are we doing this or not? Like, and I don't know. I, like, love that for me because it's hopeful. I mean, everybody, thankfully, that I've talked to or whatever has been upfront with me and honest for the most part. Like, I haven't really dealt with a fuckboy in, like, months, so... Like months and months, so
we like that,
and I love that for me. So
like fuckboys,
but I'm
here.
Also not entertaining fuckboys anymore. So that's probably why I'm not dealing with fuckboys. I literally am like doing my own thing, keeping to myself. I'm like, I'm over it. I'm over that stage of my life. I'm like, I want to find my forever person or whatever, or just be alone. I don't know, do my thing. I don't know. I don't know. Like I'm not, you know.
She's just out here living though.
I am out here living though.
Okay, so anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed our topic of the day. Hopefully it was informational. Yeah.
If you have like any crazy cheating stories, we want to hear about it, because
oh yeah,
I bet there's so many good ones out there. Like I really I want to know.
Yeah, submit cheating stories. Or I've caught people cheating. You definitely send us if you've cheated or been cheated on. Yes, we would love to hear them. They would be shared anonymously.
I live in anonymity.
They'd be shared anonymously. But yes, yeah, we would love those. That was such a good idea. Mm-hmm. All right, anyways, so we are going to play a couple rounds of bad choices.
Bad choices.
Okay, everybody is done with us because I keep singing and you keep singing and we suck.
Anyways, don't be afraid to catch fish.
Guys, we were watching TikTok before we started recording and they were lyrics that misheard lyrics.
Yeah, like the most common misheard lyrics. And the one, that Katy Perry song where it's like, don't be afraid to catch feelings. It sounds like, don't be afraid to catch fish.
And the guy was doing it and it was funny. There was another one about farting carrots. And I wish I could remember the song.
The Selena Gomez song, the I Just Want to Look Good for You or whatever.
But I don't know it.
14 carat.
Oh, 14 carat. Yeah. Farting carat.
I'm a 14 carat.
Anyways, guys, now we're going to play a game. We're like giving show shout outs, talking about songs, singing ourselves. Guys are just we're just enjoying it, I guess. And as we talked about a sore subject.
I'm drinking triple shot energy Starbucks.
Okay, so what's wrong with me?
And this is just you. I'm caffeine high, so.
Ooh. My answer to this question is yes. All right.
You're supposed to ask me.
I know. Have you ever sent an embarrassing text to the wrong person?
Oh my God. I definitely have. I'm trying to think of like a specific instance, but I know I have. Like, especially like screenshots or whatever, and then you send it to the wrong person on
accident. Oh my God, I've done that. And they're like, what? I was talking about somebody. And I took a screenshot of what we were saying, and I meant to send it to someone else and sent it to the person we were talking shit about.
It's so embarrassing when it happens.
Is embarrassing.
It's definitely happened to me a couple times. Okay. Have you ever, speaking of things that you do on accident, have you ever accidentally liked your ex's new girlfriend's picture?
No, but before I understood
how... Snooping.
I snoop. Guys, I am crazy. I fucking stalk.
She literally stalk. Does. Like, it's like her profession.
You don't have to have, like, any mutual friends with me or live near me. I find you.
She literally, though, and I'm like... We were talking about this earlier. I was like, I literally never snoop. I like don't care what people... I don't get... Like, once you're out of my life, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about
it. But when you are presently in my life, and I'm snooping... I find what I need to find. I don't know why. I'm a great investigator.
Like, I legitimately will not snoop or whatever. And then she'll come in and tell me something about, like, somebody that I know. And she's like, yeah, I snooped on them for you. And I'm like, girl, what? And she's like, well, I had to make sure that they were okay. And I'm like, okay.
I find anything I want to find. But I have... Okay, so...
Like, any guy that I talk to, she's, like, snooping on his, like, ex-whatever.
I am. I'm like... It's because we're a we. I do the snooping.
We are a we. We're...
I accidentally, this girl that I didn't like, but I don't want to throw her under the bus because we like each other now, but I didn't like her at the time and I was creeping on her Instagram and I went to zoom in on her picture and accidentally double tapped it and then double tapped to unlike it, but she still got the notification and then she called me out on Facebook.
Oh no.
But we're cool now. And it was funny at the time because I didn't know double tapping. I thought it was because when you double tap a picture on your phone, it zooms in.
Oh my God.
This is like when Instagram was still very new and I just didn't know how to work it.
I don't even snoop anymore because remember like the one time I was snooping or whatever, it was like on Instagram and I went to show our boss and she like zoomed it like she like pinches and like
zooms. Oh man, she gets it and I'm like, don't like it.
I know, and I'm like, don't touch it, because she like it tries to like scroll it and I'm like, I swear to God, if she
goes, I know how to not like it, and we're like, no.
I was like, this is a risk I cannot take. So I was like, I don't snoop anymore. That was like a too much, and she didn't like it, but like I was like, that's too close.
I snoop
because with my luck I'll get caught, and see, I don't snoop. I don't need to know. I don't care. I don't want to know.
Your answer is no. Do I even want to ask?
Ask me.
Have you had sex in the shower in the last 6 months?
In the last 6 months?
February. That would be August.
Let me see. I have to think about this. August.
Or have you?
Oh, wait. Since August?
August is 6 months ago. Beginning of August.
Oh, my right? God. Is that really 6 months ago?
Shit. July to January is 6 months, isn't it?
No, I haven't then. If it wasn't, yeah, no.
Guys, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Listen, there's such a height difference between me and my boyfriend. Shower sex is, like, almost impossible.
Shower sex is... Anybody who's had shower sex...
You get waterlogged.
The hype is not worth... It's terrible. It's really not terrible.
I mean,
it's really terrible.
I don't... I would think it wasn't as bad if I wasn't so short and dated tall people. But I don't know. I date tall people.
I mean, I've only ever dated one tall king. I've always dated short kings. But I like tall guys now, so I'm like...
welcome to the club.
I know. Once you get a taste of a tall man, you're like,
I enjoy being little.
That ain't bad. I know. I also say, like, it's nice to feel little, because that doesn't happen to me very often, you know? Yummy.
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 Okay. Anyways.
Okay. Do you think you have the best ass in the room? Tell me the truth. Sitting next to me with my dump trunk over here.
My boyfriend would say yes to this question.
I'm not talking about your boyfriend. Do you think you have the best ass in the room? Let me know.
I have a cute tiny butt. She does have a cute big old donk. So we have, your butt's nicer because you have a big butt. I just have this cute little bubble.
I have this cute little bubble. Like,
I can't compare your ass to mine.
No, you have a cute butt.
We're very, very different.
I like you,
people.
Booty.
I can't compare it.
I know.
Ooh, them gray leggings I wear to work, though. Y'all comment.
I know
on those,
your booty's popping in those leggings.
He would say the same thing.
Little booty popping,
like the balls in, out, in, out.
Okay. Is it my turn? Wait, I thought I asked about the booty.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you did. It's my turn. Because I'm thinking about balls in my mouth, guys. Would you perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on a homeless person if they needed it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's rude.
That's not even a...
I mean, I went to nursing school, guys. It's not... I mean, I am out here trying to save lives. So I would do what I needed to do.
I would perform mouth-to-mouth on a fucking hippo if I had to.
Oh, hippos are cute. Go on.
Until they murder you. Have you ever hooked up with a close friend's ex?
A close friend?
Yeah.
Close friend's ex. No. No. Well, one, I don't like a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But two, everyone that's really close to me, no. I don't do that to my friends.
I know, yeah. I was going to say, I haven't either.
Like, I've clearly dated in the same dating pool as people I know, but I've never went out of my way to sleep with a friend's ex.
I've hooked up with a guy that my friends hooked up with before.
But they didn't date him.
Right. And it was like 6 years prior that she had hooked up with him. So
I don't understand your thing, but no.
And I also didn't know when I had hooked up with him.
I don't backstab. Not for me.
I know,
not
same.
For me. Would you catfish your grandma if you found out she was going to leave you out of her will?
What? Catfish my grandma? She's gonna.
Do you catfish your grandma?
Well, both of my grandmas are.
I mean, I don't even like that question. I think it was rude. I shouldn't even read it. Scratch.
You know what? Actually, I have another grandma though. I didn't think about. I was gonna say because I forgot for a second. I forgot I'm adopted.
I mean, how are you gonna fake catfish a grandma? Oh, I get it.
Both of the grandmas.
No. Pretend to be a guy in catfish your grandma, and to.
The answer is no.
I mean, regardless. Yes, the answer is no. That was a horrible question,
both
guys.
The
sorry
grandmas
we asked
that
it.
I grew up with are dead. So, and then my other, I guess, technical.
I didn't like that question. Do you want me to ask another one or grandma? You want to ask one?
Oh, that's good.
God, that was stupid. I should have read it before.
Would you be okay with letting your partner have sex with a robot?
A robot? Am I watching? A robot?
The card did not specify.
I mean,
but I'm sure. I don't know why not. It's a robot.
It's like masturbation. It's not a real human. So like masturbation. If I can watch, my boyfriend can fuck a robot.
Interesting.
He's looking at me like I've lost my mind, guys.
Okay. I mean, okay.
He wouldn't do it, though, is the thing. So even if I said yes, he wouldn't do it.
I'm perplexed. I honestly don't know.
I think it's a very weird question.
It's a very weird question.
Okay. Didn't we ask a question about Hitler already?
I feel like we
did. Was it about the ass?
Oh, yeah, about letting him to save Holocaust.
Okay, well, here's another Hitler question.
That question was fucked up. Why do I keep getting Hitler questions?
Would you suck Hitler's dick to save half of the victims of the Holocaust?
Oh, my God. The other one was like, will I
let... I think it was about anal.
The other one was, would I let Hitler fuck me in the butt to save victims?
So now you have to suck his dick. That saves the other half. You're sucking his dick.
Okay, fine. Whatever. I'll do anything to save people. But, like, that's fine. Like, who came up with that? That's messed up.
I don't know.
If you're Jewish and you're watching this, I'm so sorry. Like, that's so offensive. I'm really sorry.
Anyways.
These questions are wrong. I don't like it. God. I don't know what's up with all these weird questions. Do you think you're the funniest person in the room?
No, I think he's pretty funny.
You think you have the best butt, and now you think that...
No, I am funny, but I'm not the funniest.
Okay. She said her man's the funniest in the room.
He is pretty funny.
I think I'm funnier, but okay.
Would you rather win $50,000 than have your best friend win $500,000?
Would I rather win 50,000?
Would you rather win 50,000 or your best friend win 500,000?
My best friend can win 500,000, but that bitch is giving me a cut.
I was going to say, I want to win the money, but if my best friend wins, I need to know she's going to give me 50,000 of it, and then
I was going to say, she's going to give me
like
a cut.
Like, I'm not trying to be stingy, but why would I not want the money?
True.
Okay. Anyways.
Anywho. Have you ever done cocaine?
No. Awkward. Now it's awkward. Wait, didn't we already ask that?
I don't think so.
Yes, we have.
We have?
Oh, guys, my cards got mixed up.
Oh, no.
We did ask that. I remember because it was weird. All right, guys, I'm going to pull a couple of my cards real quick because, you know, whoops, my bad. These ones are on the darker side. Supposed to be on the darker side. I clearly did not organize the other box the way I should have.
I love the dark side.
Anyways. Have you ever cock blocked a friend? Yes.
I don't know.
If I didn't want her fucking him, yes, I've cock-blocked a friend.
I don't think I've ever done it unless it was, like, on purpose. Like, she was, like, not into the guy. Like, purposely, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. No, I just did it because I'm a bitch. Go she, on.
She said, nope, you ain't fucking this man. Have you ever had sex with 3 different people within a week?
No. Of you?
No.
Oh. I think I've had sex with 2.
I've done 2,
but same. I've never had sex with 3. I act like one extra person was so bad.
I know. I don't think I've ever had, I don't think 3. Definitely 2.
I had a little stage between before the last boyfriend that I kind of was being crazy, but I think it was only 2 in a week.
Yeah, definitely 2, but not 3.
Okay. Have you ever masturbated to a former lover?
Like thinking about somebody mm-hmm. from really? Yeah.
Okay. No. I'm trying to think about that. Being in a relationship? No, I think about our sex life. I think about our... Guys, she's distracting me with her phone.
Sorry.
I didn't even read it. Anyways, no. When I'm in a relationship, I think about us. Like that. That I have to think about us. That's where my mind goes. But when I'm single, my mind just travels wherever it pleases. I could be having a fucking orgy in my mind masturbating when I'm single. Mm-hmm. Anyways... On to the next.
It's your turn.
No, I asked that.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I asked. Guys, we're tired.
Oops, I'm fucking up the cards. It's been a long week.
Oh, this is a funny.
I know the answer to this. Have you ever fantasized about someone in this room?
Yes.
Confession time.
My boyfriend's in this room, so. Guys, Kelly's been in my dreams. It happens. It happens.
It do be happening.
I won't tell details, but Kelly's been in my dreams. Okay. Oh, have you ever thrown a drink in someone's face?
I don't think so.
I've flipped a cup in someone's face. Like, when they're holding their own drink, I've flipped it out of their hand onto their face.
Oh, that's dramatic. I love that for you.
I am dramatic, girl. Don't you know?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, we need to do it.
Everybody
we. I didn't like it. Ooh, I know. We. I was like, you're not.
Would you have sex in front of your parents for $25,000?
No. I mean, like I've said, I've been caught, but no. No, that's weird and gross. Like, no, yeah. My parents don't need to see me have sex.
Yeah.
Have you ever drawn on a friend when they're passed out?
I don't think so, but, like, also, I feel like maybe I have in middle school.
I've done it to drunk friends when they pass out. Like, when we used to throw parties at our house, and anybody that passed out, they got their face drawn on with permanent marks.
I feel like in middle school, like, we definitely did that at a sleepover once, like, and did, like, the whole whipped cream in the hand thing. Or shaving cream in the hand, I don't know.
Whale. I don't know. I've never been drawn on, though.
I don't think I have either.
I'd be so sad.
I would wake up swinging.
Oh, I know. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed our crazy bipolar episode we just had. I don't even know. We were all over the place, but
you loved it. I was gonna say,
that's us. That's who we are.
It's who we are.
I can't help it. That's what we do. Anyways, all right. So please make sure you go subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends. Share. Send us cheating stories. We want to hear, read them, share them.
We
want to
know all about
you. You can email them at theraunchytruth@gmail.com, or you can DM the Instagram page, which is theraunchytruth, or you can follow our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly_LaShaw, and it's LaChat. Do not butcher it.
All right, guys. We will see you
next week.
Bye.
Bye.